This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength.
एक्सपर्ट कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है। ये ग्रोथ, ये रेजिलियंस जो हम भारत की इकोनॉमी में देख रहे हैं, इसके पीछे बीते एक दशक में भारत में आई मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक स्टेबिलिटी है।
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth, guided by the mantra of reform, perform, transform.
Inflation बहुत low है, interest rates कम है, आज हमारा current account deficit control में है, forex reserves भी बहुत मजबूत है, इतना ही नहीं, हर महीने लाखों domestic investors SIPs के जरिए हजारों करोड़ रुपये market में लगा रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon scientists to prepare for the exploration of deep space as these unexplored areas hold vital secrets for the future of humanity. In a video message on the National Space Day yesterday, Mr. Modi said, India has already reached the moon and Mars and now it is time we must explore deeper regions of space. He announced that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies such as semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion. He said with the dedicated efforts of our scientists, India will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission and in the coming years build its own space station. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference is being organized to commemorate the centenary year of Vitalbhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and Chairman and Vice Chairman of Legislative Councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitalbhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and role in the freedom struggle. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Ligamamada Rabuka, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. The delegation will include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this would be the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his stay in New Delhi, he is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. India's Department of Post under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the United States from 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from 29th of this month. At the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Chimkent, Kazakhstan, Elevenel Valarivan, Shambhavi Shirsagar and Naren Pranav picked up their second gold medals as India won both the senior and junior 10-meter air rifle mixed team events to take their gold count to 22. Ella and Arjun shot 634.0 in qualification to top the 27-team field in the Olympic event, while India's second pair of Mehuli Ghosh and Rudrang Patil also shot well for a tally of 632.6, giving them second on the leaderboard. India finished the day with 22 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals to remain top of the medal tally with 40 medals. The 145th edition of the U.S. Open Tennis kicks off today at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York. In the men's singles, world number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner of Italy will lead the charge alongside number two of Carlos Alcaraz of Spain, four-time U.S. winner Novak Djokovic and Germany's Alexander Zverev. And that is the end of this news bulletin.